From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was jailed Friday after a federal grand jury indicted him. The 69-year-old is the first former Trump associate to go to prison. AP correspondent Chad Day reports the court has proof of witness tampering.
What they're revealing in these court filings is that Manafort repeatedly reached out to these people in an attempt to make them change their stories. He called them at times, and then other times he used encrypted apps on his phone. And these text messages, or these texts that were exchanged, were actually turned over to the special counsel's office last month in May, at least according to this filing.
U.S. President Donald Trump is moving forward with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports. It intensifies a trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump followed through on a pledge to crack down on what he considers to be unfair trade practices by China, imposing tariffs on goods that contain industrially significant technologies. Australia's Trade Minister Stephen Chiobo says President Trump's announced tariffs on the imports would have a damaging effect on global trade.
We've also seen comments made that China will look at proportionate and retaliatory tariffs. None of this is good for global trade. These moves will provide a further drag on global growth, and that's a net negative.
A spokesperson from China's Ministry of Commerce said the U.S. has ignited a trade war. China has also compiled a list of $50 billion in U.S. products that would face retaliatory tariffs. This would include agricultural products that could potentially harm Mr. Trump's large voter base in rural areas. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel advisory for Russia, urging globetrotters to reconsider their travel plans there due to terrorism and harassment. The advisory issued Saturday comes as Russia is hosting the World Cup Games at 11 locations around the country. Statement says terrorists may attack with little or no warning. Bomb threats against public venues are common. The advisory continues that U.S. citizens are often victims of harassment, mistreatment, and extortion by law enforcement and other officials, and U.S. consular assistance to detained individuals is often unreasonably delayed by Russian officials. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has condemned soldiers who flew a Nazi swastika flag above a military vehicle while on duty in Afghanistan in 2007. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
The photograph shows a large swastika flag flying over an Australian military vehicle in Afghanistan. It was reportedly taken in August 2007, but has only now been made public. Experts say they're highly confident the image is genuine and hasn't been digitally altered. Military commanders have insisted that appropriate action was quickly taken at the time. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the incident was outrageous.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA. Yemeni officials say Saudi-led forces have entered the airport in Yemen's key port city of Hodeida. The media office of the Yemeni military said the allied Arab forces gained access to the airport Saturday, the fourth day of the coalition's campaign to retake Hodeida and Shiite rebels known as Houthis. The Nicaraguan government and civic groups have agreed to call a halt to all violence and allow an international task force to investigate the recent anti-government protests that have left 170 people dead so far. The minister said Nicaragua has experienced an unprecedented savagery, a wave of crimes that dismays, that frightens. Negotiators also agreed on the removal of road blockades erected by anti-government activists. United States President Donald Trump said Friday the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the Hillary Clinton email probe reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. In the report, the Justice Department's internal auditor sharply criticized James Comey for handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe during the 2016 election, but said investigators found no evidence that Comey's conduct was motivated by political bias. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of the Ramadan holy month. The holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for the entire month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.